Sub City Power Sports.
Hey, is Ryan available?
Yeah, just a minute.
Thank you.
Ryan.
Hey, good afternoon, Ryan. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. Don't remember if you recall, we spoke on the 30th last week.
Don't recall.
Okay, I was actually following up on a couple offers we had mailed out, and I believe you had received them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I do.
Just hadn't had a chance to take a look, so I wanted to give you a week and circle back, see if you had a chance yet.
To be honest, no.
Super busy over there?
Yeah, actually, it's been real good.
Oh, right. Nice to hear. You know, are there any needs with the business currently as far as equipment or any sort of operational capital?
Well, it's just like anything. Money's always great.
Right. You know, currently, is there anything, you know, that's on the wish list or?
I did a lot of the big purchases last year. This year, I'm just kind of trying not to spend as much.
I understand.
But yet, I've already surpassed last year's sales numbers,
which is awesome.
Which has been awesome.
Halfway through the year, you passed last year's sales total already.
Actually, a month ago.
Wow.
I passed last year's sales.
Holy cow! What do you attribute that to?
Last year was our first year.
Okay.
And so I think a lot of it was getting everybody to know that I was here.
Mm-hmm. And then word of mouth is.
Yep, word of mouth is a big thing, and then you know, getting out and demonstrating equipment, and like I've got a big order that's going to be coming in pretty soon for just our city. Our city's looking at 8 units.
Wow!
So that'll be a big step.
Yeah, that's got to be exciting.
Yeah, you know, and it just as long as that keeps going, you know, just like anything, one town sees what one town's doing, and the other town follows suit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, if there are any capital needs with regards to expansion, or if you're looking to bring on any additional equipment, would love to, you know, be able to throw our hat in the ring when that time arrives and see if we can get you some of the better rates out there.
Yeah, actually, I'm actually thinking about a land purchase next to adjacent to this property.
Oh.
I just haven't got them to the figure I want yet. I mean, it's not much money,
mm-hmm.
But it's just getting them to what I think it should be worth,
right?
Considering it's got a house and some buildings on it, and I want to level it all.
Just expand your business, or?
Yeah, I figured I'd get. Well, I wanted to get the ground purchased, get the ground all leveled off, and let it sit for a year or two, let everything settle, and then figure out what my next step is. But within my 5-year plan was to expand anyway, so that put me right in with that 5-year plan. So
sounds like you're almost ahead of schedule.
Yeah, actually it is, but if I can, you know, 9 out of 10 times the thing is getting the land purchased is usually the hardest part, so
yeah.
If I can get that land purchased and get it conditioned the way I want it, you know, then it's whenever I decide I want to pull the trigger for the expansion.
Nice. Have you contacted your local bank with regards to the land acquisition, or have you gotten that far yet with regards to?
We've just chit-chatted about it. They're pushing me to get it because... it's the land there is kind of an eyesore anyway.
Yeah.
So there's really nobody else that's going to want to purchase it anyway. And then the other thing is the city will help with the demolition. They have a grant program. So
perfect.
So it's just getting the number that I want out of the owners of the property.
Gotcha. How about this? Can I give you my contact number just in case, you know, get to that point where you want to actually do something and give me a holler back and see what we could do for you? Or
can you send it to me by email? Because I'll probably write it down and leave it somewhere and never find it again.
That makes sense. I do that all the time. What would be a good email address?
It'd be Ryan D.
Okay.
At HubCityPowerSports.com.
HubCityPowerSports.com. Yeah, you know, I'll just shoot you a quick email, you know, with an overview of our programs and my contact information. And, you know, if you have any questions in the future, please feel free to reach out. I'd be more than happy to answer anything that you may have.
Okay.
And I certainly appreciate your time today. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
Yep. Bye.